Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Happy Friday, Johnny.
How are you? And I'm actually doing good. My mom is making my birthday cake now because she wants to be able to celebrate it with everybody here. So she's, she always makes this strawberry cake, and I love
know.
It. And every time I eat the cake, I always it was because of that particular birthday incident that you had. You know the one I'm talking about, right, Barbara?
Yes, he thinks it's funny because somebody was interrupting me right when I was starting to blow out my candles, and I said, I haven't made my wish yet. Tony, for some reason, thinks it's so funny.
Well, I always thought that it was kind of nice because of the fact that you were being really polite when you really wanted to punch the guy in the face. This is, and also tonight we have psychic Dale Shear and Richard. Are you there, both of you?
Oh, yeah.
Aloha. Yes, I'm here. I wanted to talk to Barbara for a minute, okay?
Sure.
Aloha.
Aloha, dear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aloha.
Right before the show, you and I were talking about concussions, and I had one where I was blacked out, knocked unconscious when I was a little kid. I was at a gym, and the teacher told me to, climb those ladders and grab onto the rope as it swung.
Yeah.
And I said, no. And she said, yes. And I went up there, and I missed the rope, and I fell about 6 feet to the floor. And I went into a coma, actually.
Oh, my God. That was a really bad one.
Bad.
How long were you in the coma?
I don't know. That's what I don't know. I know that when I dreamt the whole thing of happening, and I woke up, and my mom was there. So it's weird. I don't know. She took me to the doctor, and he said I had a concussion. But it seemed to me it was worse than that because in the coma, it was a black void. I mean, the void was, I can't even explain it, black void. I've never seen anything like it.
Isn't that weird? Wow.
Yeah, but I've had a couple of concussions just like you. So why do you think that you're not okay on a concussion?
Right.
What do you think?
I just have felt like I've been slower, that sometimes I'm just staring at the wall and I am late a lot. And people are noticing, they're like, what's wrong with you? I get irritable just with having people around me. I never used to be like that. So I thought, okay, let's go really see what it is. Is it
menopause? Well, you're going to find out. Yes. You're going to find out there's nothing wrong but menopause. I mean, menopause causes a lot of weird things, and that's one of them. I mean,
well,
I can tell you everything you
want. Said I'm over it, though.
No, you're
it
not.
Like this,
how old are
you? What, 53?
No. Okay, I started at 47, and I had it for 20 years. So I don't want to tell you. Oh, yeah, it can go on and off, on and off. I was on the pills, the Premarin and Progesterone for, the whole time, and I was fine. And then one of the girls told me, oh, you shouldn't be on that stuff. That can make you sick. And I got off, and I went right back into menopause again. So
I want to be on whatever I need to be on. I need to be on it. And she is so great. It's a new doctor, and she is just ruling out things. So she gave me the form to take to the lab whenever I want to go there and get all the blood drawn. And then she'll go from there, weeding everything out.
Okay. Let me tell you this. The only one that can tell you that you're in the menopause is an OBGYN. The regular doctor, they don't know. They don't know.
Well, I have
that
one next
with you.
Week.
OBGYN.
I have that one next week. But, I mean, when you stopped menstruating, doesn't that mean you've gone through menopause?
Yeah, no, you just stopped menstruating. You just,
well,
it just stopped.
I don't mean to get too,
it doesn't matter. We're just talking.
Intimate here.
No,
personal
it just
year,
means
you guys.
That
they're
you
so
stop.
Quiet,
you have
you?
To stop for a whole year. 1 year. If you don't believe
it
for
has.
1 year.
It's been 3 years. It started
okay.
at, it was over 50.
Okay,
so it's
well,
been
that
3 years.
Doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with you not being in the menopause.
Okay.
You're getting
there's a
lot
all of other
signs.
Symptoms.
Yes.
I just want
there
to get
go.
The hormone in me if I need it, or I want to find out. It could be a thyroid problem. I just feel lethargic
it's
a lot.
It's not. It's not. I went through that whole thing you're going to, Barbara. First of all, it's not a thyroid problem. It's none of that, okay? And what it really comes down to is everybody tells you to go on the natural pill. They don't work, okay? Maybe for some people that have mild symptoms. Well, I had severe. I mean, we're talking severe symptoms. I would bleed for a whole month, solid. And I would beg the doctor to give me a hysterectomy. I mean, and couldn't stop. You know, the bleeding was every day for 30 days. I mean, it's just I kept
horrible.
Going.
With
yeah.
the cramps,
then,
too?
Oh, God, yeah. And then on top of all that, I was just, like, moody. I was, I can't remember. I just. It was terrible. I just went through, hot flashes, everything, you know? So
I had the hot flashes, but they've been over for a long time.
Yeah, that part's good. But usually, if you have a good doctor, they'll either put you just on Premarin or something to just, you know, calm it down. That's usually the only thing that works, Premarin and then a few days of progesterone. That works.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad that I'm going to find out. And plus, you know, don't you want to know everything about how your health is? So I'm doing all the appointments, everything, one after the other.
You and I, we're going through the same thing right now. I just went to an endocrinologist. It was a wild, I have to tell the story. It was a wild experience I've ever had because I'm a diabetic at this point, and I'm trying to get my blood sugar down to normal. So what's happening is when I go for the diabetes, in walks the doctor, and I swear, Barbara, he must have been 300 pounds. But
no
I
way.
Looked and I swear. Uh-huh. Yes way.
Wow.
Yes way. And he's an endocrinologist. And I'm saying, which is a diabetes doctor. And I'm going, okay, but I'll still give him a chance. You know? He turned out to be one of the funniest guys I've ever talked to, and he knew everything. And at the end of, you know, the session, which was an hour and 27 minutes, believe it or not, he's the old school doctor, I asked him, you know, what do you eat at the buffet? Because he wants me on this special diet to lose weight and get, you know, well, I mean, I'm not that bad, but I mean, you know, to have 30 grams of carbs every meal, that's it, and no grazing, no picking of food, and, you know, that way.
That's not
I'll
fun.
Lose the weight. I know. Tell me about it. Plus, I take, like, 4 grams of the shots to get it down. Well, so far, it's working, you know? But
good.
Let me tell you, at the end, I looked at him, and I said, Doc, I said, what do? You know, do you... how do you lose weight? And he goes, look at me. He says, I eat whatever I want. He says, I'm the doctor. You're the patient. Let me do what I want. I don't ask you. You're coming to me because you've got a problem. That's okay.
That's
I don't
funny.
Have a problem. I have fun. So,
see, he knows how he wants to live, and he knows the detriments, but he doesn't care. Some people just want to eat that food that they want.
Yeah, he says he's from Alabama. You know, they eat all that fried food, and he's been to Hawaii a lot of times. He loves the food in Hawaii. So do I. You know, and it's just like he just doesn't stop eating, you know. So, but he knows what you're supposed to do. Now, if that isn't a dichotomy or something, I don't know.
That's hilarious, but I can't even believe that you had the nerve to say, well, how do you lose weight? And he's 300 pounds.
I kind of said it jokingly, you know, because I knew I was going to be facetious and I knew I was going to get a weird answer. So I said it gently. I mean, we're talking.
But he's fun.
He knew his stuff.
It's like a cool doctor.
You know,
I got a new doctor,
you know,
too.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I really like her. And now I'll remember her because I can pronounce her name. The last one, I never even knew who it was. This one I'm really connecting to. She feels like she really cares. She sat and asked me a lot of questions. I really liked her.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do, is ask you a lot of questions. I'm tired
but
of that.
But listen to this funny thing, because down here in Orange County, I get the free health care from the government because Priscilla's dad was killed. Okay,
yeah.
So I have to go where they send me, right? But once I go there, I like my doctor. I can keep the doctor. But it's called Planned Parenthood. And so when I left there, all the people with the signs for no abortion, no abortion, they had earphones on and everything. And I couldn't believe it. They thought I went in there to get an abortion or have a consult.
Oh,
and
my
God. I know, and I just went over to the lady, and I said, no, don't you know that, you know, I can't choose where I go. The government, our government, this is where they send me. And she goes, I didn't know that. So I gave her a piece of good information. I let her pray about, I go, you can pray about my foggy mind, though. And she did. And then she gave me a pamphlet
Pray about what?
Well, because she's like, is there anything? I go, I just went in there for my, you know, a checkup, and I had a concussion. I feel like, is something wrong with my brain? Because I feel a little different.
There's nothing,
it's all in my head.
There's nothing wrong with a brain, okay? You're as dingy as I am.
Come up. Yeah, but she couldn't come up onto the pavement because I was just kind of talking from afar, and so I went onto the sidewalk, and then I end up standing there, and I thought, I got to tell everybody what happened on the show because then I got this lady praying for me on the sidewalk with cars whizzing by. It was funny.
Okay, you beat me. I had a 300-pound endocrinologist. You had people praying for you. But I could top it in one way. In every room, he had a Bible. So that's the way I can tell you. I mean,
that's
a lot of people... Yeah, a lot of people would have exited the premises, but it took me 3 months to get this appointment, and I said, I'm not going nowhere.
Plus you and I, we find humor in everything in life, you know. We make the best of every situation. Yeah.
Well, you can ask Richard. I don't find humor in hardly anything lately, but I'm getting better. Right, Richard?
Yeah.
Richard.
What?
It's call time.
It's
We've been shooting the bull for 15 minutes.
Oh, the call.
No. Yeah, but people
okay.
love to hear.
Are you ready for the caller?
Everything, hold on.
I
everything
guess.
Gail says we learn something from, even when it's just a conversation.
I know.
Okay, so there.
Okay, well, we'll answer a phone call, Barbara. Okay,
all right.
I need to talk to
the first caller. This is area code 205. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. Hi, everyone.
Hi,
how are you
Dale?
All
Aloha.
Doing?
Have you been listening to our show?
I'm sorry, Dale. I didn't hear you.
Have you been listening to the show?
Yes. It's been very entertaining and funny. And I'm from Alabama, so the doctor, I could see how he could enjoy Southern food.
But you know what? You're too close to the mic. I can't understand you.
Can you hear me?
No, I'm having a hard time understanding you, sweetie. You might want to call back because I'm just not hearing you properly.
It's a little fuzzy, but she said she's from Alabama, and so she could relate to people like eating over there.
Oh, my doctor was from Alabama.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, what is your name?
Let me make sure that I don't have your speakerphone, Dale. Let me make sure.
No, I am not hearing you. You'll have to call back. Okay?
You can't hear me?
Johnny, she has me on the speaker. I'm not hearing her. Go to the next one.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yeah, I don't have it on speaker.
Oh, what are you, whatever you're doing, I can't understand you.
Can you hear me now, Dale?
Talk
a
little
better?
Louder.
Okay.
Yeah,
can you
little...
hear me now?
Yes. That's
yes.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So you're from Alabama, and what do you need to know?
Yes, I'm from Alabama, and there is a gentleman that I've known for about 8 years. 2 years passed without talking to him, but I knew him through passing and maybe a little flirting. Well, we've connected, exchanged numbers, and we've gone out once. And I'm just wondering, do you feel a connection around us? His name is Tim.
Well, did he ask you out again?
He's not asked me out again, but we've been texting and we've been conversating on the phone. We sort of work a lot.
There's definitely a connection. But where it goes, I don't know. I don't see the word marriage, but there's a connection. Okay? So, I mean, I feel you have nothing else to do, so keep doing what you're doing and it'll be okay.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, thank you, Dale. Many blessings.
Thank you, Dale. Go ahead, Johnny.
All right, next one? Okay,
yeah.
Before we go into the next one, though, I want to give the number out. It's 516-531-9874. Call to get your free reading with Psychic Dale Shear. Okay?
You didn't advertise. Okay.
No, we did. We did. I just like to give the numbers in between the, you know. All right.
Okay.
Now, the area code, this next person is area code 314. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, this is Martha.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
Good. How are you?
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, okay. Well, you sound so young, and you have such a unique name. I mean, there's not too many people in the world. Huh?
I'm Martha the Fourth.
Oh, you're the Fourth. Oh, wow. That's pretty, that's wild. Okay, how can I help you?
I was wondering what you pick up from Spirit about my career.
Well, I'm not going to pick them up from spirits, okay, about your career.
Or however you pick it up.
Okay. By you asking specific questions, the more specific you are, the more specific I'll be. Because you're asking me, what did I eat for lunch yesterday at 12 o'clock? I don't know. You know, it's so wide range that it's very hard to pinpoint that. So be specific.
When do you see me getting a permanent position? Right now I work as a temporary. When do you see me getting a permanent position at my company?
Okay. What type of company is it?
Fashion retail. Sales.
What I don't understand is a million jobs out there. Why can't you get a permanent job anywhere? It doesn't to be for that company.
This is what I'm passionate about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are you selling retail-wise?
Handbags, accessories, clothing.
Well, I know in Hawaii there's a lot of money in that. As far as at the El Moana Shopping Center, they sell a lot of those expensive stuff, and they make $3,000-$4,000 a month. So I don't know how you're doing on your end. Definitely, have you asked the boss that you want to work permanently, full time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just wondering when it was going to happen.
All right, in your position, it's almost like somebody has to die before you can get in there, because a lot of people want to make that kind of money. Yeah, that's a point. Okay. I'd say within 6 months to a year or less, you'll get in full time. And you do love to sell, so that's great.
Yeah. That's awesome. Am I allowed to ask another question?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. When do you see me getting in a relationship?
How old are you now, sweetie?
32.
Okay. Didn't you have a boyfriend that you really cared about for a while?
Yes.
Then you got a lot of, you were hurt a lot.
Yes.
A lot of pain.
Very much so.
Right. So, and he cheated on you on top of it, do you know?
Yeah.
So you haven't trust men after this. It's like they're all like
at
this.
All.
And right. And they're not. You know, it's just that's that person. That's all it is. It's just, you know, they're not all that way. You know, so ask Richard. Richard?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Richard.
Yes.
Did you hear what I was asking you, Richard?
Oh, I missed it.
Okay. What'd you do, fall asleep
or
watch a movie? Okay, I asked you. All men aren't cheaters. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Because you were married 56 years and in the military and never cheated on your wife. So that's something
both
right
ways.
There, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
How should I say this? There's a lot of cheaters out there and there's a lot of them that, no way. Where they cheat, and I think you can, I'm not sure how to really say this, but I can't really think of a good way to say.
Just say it.
Well, I'm trying to think of the best way to say it. Ask the good questions. Be forthright. And I think you can tell not only by what the person says, but by the body language and the way they treat you and if they respect you and so forth and so forth. And I think can help a lot, but maybe I'm just bouncing around here without saying
okay,
anything
well,
right.
That's okay. That's okay. Everybody's different. But, sweetheart, give it a chance because the next one that comes along will be very permanent, very good, and will treat you well.
See, that's what I wanted to hear. Thank you all for your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, go back to Barbara.
Yeah.
Barbara, were we?
I like that advice. And also, don't let the one that wronged you ruin everything in your attitude, like Richard says. You know, you just trust your gut instinct. But don't act like they're guilty before they have done anything wrong, because that'll ruin everything when you don't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done nothing wrong. That is called jealousy, right?
Yeah, every relationship should be treated just. What are you doing? Just a minute, my dog. What are you doing? he's trying to eat popcorn. No. Every relationship should be treated individually.
Yeah.
Would you talk to her for a moment while I get my husband? Hold on.
What?
I think that is a good way to live. Just not let it ruin, because I've been with guys that they've been ruined. One way guys get ruined is because the girl does the man wrong, and then he never wants to get married again.
Yeah.
You know, I was with a great guy, and the first marriage was so horrible that he just wasn't willing to ever do it again, no matter who it is. And I think that's wrong, because he was affected by something bad that happened. Doesn't mean that the next one's not going to be wonderful. See, don't let it affect you that way. That's all I have to say.
They're all different. They're all different. And you can't, I don't know. I've always been able to tell, Barb, about a relationship.
Of course you can.
Yes, I have a sense of knowing if someone is going to be, you know, good or bad or indifferent or treat me well. I've been very lucky that way. I always get the question asked of me, how do you find men? And I go, my answer is, how do you not find them? You can find them anywhere, you know?
People don't realize. I think about you and your relationship often, and I think I have this feeling, which I know is true, you have such a great relationship with your husband, Blythe, and he's just so open about, you know, bringing Richard in, which is another man. A lot of men would get very jealous.
There's a difference. Richard's 93. He doesn't propose to him whatsoever.
That's okay. All right.
He's
not posing a threat just because of that?
That is correct. At 93. Yes, you know.
How long have you guys known each other, though? 10
a
years
long time.
Or something, right?
No, I don't know.
So he was a lot younger.
Well, anyway.
You know, it's interesting. Nobody's asked this question yet. How did you and Richard meet? Nobody's asked that yet.
They explained it. They explained it thoroughly. She was at a pool.
Richard. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Richard. Tell us.
Okay. All right, John. This is over in Hawaii. I was living in a condo, and my routine was about 10 o'clock every morning. I'd come down and sit at a table under an umbrella, and we usually had three or four of us come down. We'd, you know, talk about everything. And quite often, one of my primary duties was to feed the pigeons and all that. But I'd be sitting there, and short-timers would come in there, you know, be there for, you know, 3 or 4 days or 5 days or a week, and they would come down, and we'd always welcome anybody
the
in there.
They want to know.
I'm getting to the point.
No, you're not.
Jesus, God, you want me to ask, answer? Okay, I'll answer it. So I'm sitting there doing what I do, which is nothing, and soaking up the sun. And it was not unusual for visitors to come over and ask, you know, what's the deal on the pool, you know, or where's a good place to eat, or things like that. And of course, this lady came over to me and asked me about...
what does that have to do with me? He's asking about me,
Richard.
It
has everything to do with you. Hey,
well, then would you hurry the story up? We'll be out of time.
What do you mean we'll be out of time? You already spent 15 minutes shooting the bull. So, anyway. Okay. She came over.
Hurry up. I'll just say it in 5 seconds. I wanted to go swimming. And I snuck into the building where he was and became friends with him so I could use the pool. That is the whole
captain. I heard this story. I think it's the funniest thing. It's true. But
yes.
Richard was getting there pretty quickly. I mean, he almost got to his way of explaining it. He speaks just like my dad. They will tell a story. But it's interesting. They will take a long time to tell a story. But
sure.
I like listening to Richard.
I like it. Just tell me the end. So I snuck in there, and then I found out we don't.
Uh-huh.
See, I wasn't cheap at all. I just had a series of keys on the island of all my friends giving me cool keys to go all over. So whenever I was there in that area, I could use the pool. You know? That
you
was
be
my
careful.
Cat sitter. My cat sitter never gave me my gate key back. And that means she can come over anytime. I asked her so many times, and then she just disappeared on me. She gave me my front door key back down, went on the grass one time outside. And because otherwise, if I move, I'm going to owe them 50 or 100 bucks for that key. And she knew that. And she never gave it back.
Why didn't you just call her and ask her?
I called her so many times, Dale. I couldn't believe it. She would put me off.
Really?
She would always put me off. She was kind of weird. She was a weirdo. She took my birds. Actually, it was the bird sitter. She took my birds in her car.
Bob was
home with her.
She took the bird home with you?
She took both of my birds, and they go crazy. If you just move their cage just a centimeter to clean it or something, they go haywire in there. She took the whole cage in her car and drove them somewhere. I couldn't believe it, and I caught her in it because I asked her where the bag of bird seed was, and then her motors in her head were running like, how could I make this one up? Why would I have her bag of bird seed at my house? And her wheels were turning. Finally, she just told me the truth. I actually took your birds home. I hope that was okay. It was easier that way for me. No, it was not okay.
Oh, God.
I didn't hire
this
you to do that. I hired
show.
You to come over here once a day. I mean, come on, right?
This is a very funny, weird show. What can I tell you? This is very weird. But, Johnny, did we answer your question?
Yes, you did. You ready for another caller?
Sure, why not?
Yes.
Area code 727. You are live on the air with Psychic Dossier.
Hi, Dale. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Who's this?
This is Kate.
And where are you calling from?
Florida.
Hmm. What is with everybody calling from Florida? How come? Are you guys have something special going on there?
Probably trying to get out.
Nobody's answering my question. What's going on in Florida?
I don't know.
Well, lots of we had a long period with no rain in April and May, and recently we've had lots and lots.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yeah, you're
wow.
getting flooded. Yeah, you're getting really flooded. I know that. I saw that on TV. Anyway, how can I help you, honey?
Dale, will you do a spot reading specifically for the coming 90 days?
What do you mean? I don't know what a spot reading is.
Just whatever comes for my highest and best good for the coming 90 days.
I don't do that on air. I do that in person. So it's a rough one. So the only way I can do it on air is by ask a question, and I'll be glad to give you an answer.
Okay.
And if you want that in person, in person I do it, and that's 808.
I hear you. 372-1816. On the West Coast in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to go out and visit in the next 90 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
Or so, more or less. Anything you pick up on what would be the most optimal time?
Okay. You're asking very ambiguous questions, like the other girl, like what did I eat for dinner 4 days ago, okay? I don't know. The best thing to do is to trust your gut feeling. And whatever it says to do, then do. If your gut says go out there in 2 or 3 days, then do it. If it says get on a plane and go there tomorrow, then do it. If it says, uh-oh, there's COVID there, then don't do it. That's the best way I can answer
that.
You have to trust your gut for everything.
I do. I when I do readings, it's just like any other feedback in my life. I use it as another source, not as my decision maker.
You're a psychic too.
Well, pardon me?
Johnny, please don't interrupt. Don't interrupt, Johnny. Wrong thing.
Okay.
He was asking you a question. Use your gut feeling. Everybody does readings differently, and you do more of the spiritual type reading, and I do more of the realistic reality reading. So that's where I'm at. You know, so all I know is you trust that gut, and you're never going to miss. Okay?
Okay.
Right.
Was there anything else you needed to know?
I'm recalling, I think we spoke in December, and I was going overseas.
Uh-huh.
And
you're talking
there was a
very
lot
slow.
Of, please?
Get to the point. You're talking very slow. Get to the point, please.
Well, I was trying to recall, so it was taking me a moment.
Okay, I'm not going to remember what happened in December.
I understand.
No, it's too far, because I can't keep readings in my head that long. I can speak to too many people. But anyway, thank you for calling, and I appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Very strange today. Okay, Barbara, where were we?
Hey, I trusted my gut so much, something came out of my mouth, and I didn't really mean to say it. The new neighbor, which you guys know that I got two mean, horrible ladies out, but in just 3 years with my mind power, they moved out right next door. I got a nice one this
time. What? I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Okay.
I did it at my last place, too. But the thing I wanted to tell you was, as I noticed that she got one of those doorbells where it's the, you can see, you know, it's the security camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, wow, you got a security camera. Does this alert you when somebody comes around? She goes, yes. And last night at around 1 a.m., this guy was peeking in your window, and then it was peeking in mine because we have a window right next to the front door, trying to leer in, peer in. And I said, was he blonde? It just popped out, Dale. I have no idea who it is. I never have visitors. It just came to me, and it popped out. And she goes, yes. And then now she probably thinks I know who it is. I have no idea why that popped out, but I envisioned the person, I envisioned the man, and I said it, and then she said, yes, he was. It's not weird.
Well, you guys shouldn't be having that happen. That's a real dangerous situation nowadays.
I know.
You know, and you need to report that to somebody.
I will, because and the security guard usually is right out parking right all night till 4:30 a.m., in front of our apartment. And I said, so, okay, so he wasn't a black guy because that's our security guard. And she goes, no, I know that's our security guard. It wasn't him. It was a blonde guy. So that was odd that it just kind of came into my mind like that.
No, those things come in. But all I can say is you need to report that to somebody. It doesn't matter what
the day.
Good.
I will report it tonight,
okay,
when he gets here at 8:30 or 10.
You have the weirdest, you're as bad as I am with weird things. I mean,
yeah.
they call us drama queens. Do you ever get called a drama queen?
No, no. I mean, no, if I expressed myself to every single person, maybe they would. But, well, my brother said I have a lot of accidents, and he thought something was wrong with me and that I am too wild or something because I'm having all these accidents.
These were
not my fault.
I'm telling you, you're not a visual person like me. And that's why you're having all the accidents. I mean, I can fall on air. There could be air. I mean, nothing. Nothing. And boom, I'm down, you know? I mean,
yeah, I just fell again the other day throwing a ball to a dog running down a hill, and it cut in front of me. And I was like super woman flying, and this guy even had to come over and say, "Are you okay?" It was in the grass, so I was okay. I was sore the next day, though, like I was in an accident, because I was.
Well, you see, you're not visual, and I'm not visual. I'm just a feeler, so... But
yeah.
Are you laughing about Mr. Conrad?
You.
What? Why?
Being the visual?
Huh?
Yeah.
She's a feeler.
I am not visual at all.
She came in a while ago and wanted me to take her to a store. I won't say for what. I said, I know my way. And she's pointing out every other kind of store to the kind we want to go to. That's the one. No. No, you know what you're talking about. We're having this bickersome conversation, screaming at each other as we're running down the main drag. And I just ignored her. I said, I shut the hell up. And I pulled in. And finally, I got to the right store. Oh. Yeah, well, you were right. Thank you for letting me know I was right again. Okay, into my conversation on that. Thank you.
I do a lot of those to Richard. I think he doesn't know what he's doing. It's me who doesn't know. You know?
Yeah, no, you're a feeler like me. I pulled over to Google something because there was a new location of a store that I was trying to go to after the doctor. I pulled over. I could have pulled over anywhere. This is the big city. I pulled over, and I look up, and I'm like, I'm right in front of it. Now, that is the weirdest thing.
Okay. I got to tell you something, like one of the funniest things that ever happened to me in my life, okay? I was at the movies, and to show you how non-visual I am, I had popcorn. I had soda, and I had everything in my hand at the time. This is years ago. And I was walking in the aisle, and this guy was a little bit heavy, like a lot heavy. And my popcorn in me fell down in his lap, and I couldn't get up.
No way.
I started laughing. Like, you know, I was trying so hard to get out.
Life, laughter, and happiness.
What did everybody do? Oh, my gosh.
He didn't say a word. He didn't say a word. So I finally got up, made my way to my first husband, and he goes, he didn't say anything either. He just looked the other way like, I can't believe you did that. Okay. I sat down at a restaurant, and I'm supposed to meet somebody, and I sit at the wrong table talking to the wrong person of the person I'm supposed to meet.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. That's a fear. People don't even want to walk into a restaurant alone because they think they're going to do something like that.
Well, I'm serious. I would sit down at the wrong table. Like, say it was Richard, but it wasn't Richard. And I sit down at the table, and it wasn't Richard, and I would be somebody else trying to have a conversation with them.
That's horrifying. Oh, my God. Well, you got to hide it. You can't just start laughing at this. Okay, well, this fat guy in the movie theater. Now, what did he do, though? He couldn't get up, or what happened? I missed that first part of what happened that you were laughing at him so much.
I don't know why I'm laughing, but because I would sit down at a table and start talking to the guy because I thought that was the person I was supposed to be with and talking to him, and it was the wrong person.
Oh, my God. Well, Priscilla, my daughter, a couple of years ago, we were at the grocery store, and this lady was in her tight, hot pink leggings, and she was, like, this middle-aged, and she was, like, seeming so confident. And I look over, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I said, don't look. That lady pooped her pants. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. It was this big, wet, brown, long, you know, like
you
you're sitting
in
your car, you did a wet one. What?
You don't have to go into detail. We get the visual
anyway,
on this.
Gee, I said, don't look. Well, she was too young to handle it, I guess. And she kept looking and snickering. I'm like, now that lady, she doesn't know why. She can tell that you were snickering at her. This young girl who's like 10 years old is laughing at her. I go, stop it, because she's going to get home. She's going to go in the bathroom, and she's going to be like, oh, my God, that's what that little girl was laughing about. Oh, I go, you got to learn how to hide your laughter.
Did you ever walk out of the bathroom with toilet paper on your shoe?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Or stuck in your butt. Or
that's right. I mean, wait a minute.
Funny.
Wait. It is funny. It is funny.
Oh, no.
Or stuck in your butt.
I didn't mean to make people sick with that story, but it happened.
Well, I mean, it didn't happen a lot. So what can I say? Okay, do we have another call?
We do. Area code 956. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Boy, are you live.
Hi.
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 Hello,
huh? I listened to your combination. That is so funny. This is Tony.
You listen to what? You listen to what?
Oh, to the conversation. It's too funny.
Yeah, really. This happens every week. Every week we get really funny. Okay, how can I help you? I mean, where are you from? What's your name?
I'm from Texas.
Okay.
Hey,
and what's your name?
I'm Hot Tony, T-O-N-I.
Okay, and how can I help you, sweetie?
What you can pick up. I recently became unemployed. It's been about a month, and I'm having issues with my ex-employer. I want to see what energy or what you can pick up in regards to them. They rejected
what type of work? What type of work was it?
Office.
Let it go.
Get office.
You're gonna get nowhere. Nowhere fighting this person. In fact, you're not going to win, so just let it go. There's a million jobs out there, and if you don't get something within a month, something's really wrong, okay? You don't even have to put that down as a work experience. So just don't worry about it. Just there's 100,000 jobs out there, and you can find one, and you will.
Yeah, I actually did let it go. It's just that she keeps on giving me like bad reference and things like that, and I took it off. It's like if she does it on, I guess she has a lot of animosity towards me.
Did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Yeah.
Let it go. Just let it go. Karma will take care of her. Whatever comes around goes around, you know? Whatever goes around comes around. Karma will take care of her. Your point is to find another job, which you will, and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you can say you pick up on me?
No, sweetheart. I can't do a full reading unless you call. Well, right, this is for free, and we're just doing one question, okay? And if you need me, 808-372-1816, okay? 808.
Thank you very much. I got it. I got it from your
DaleShear.com.
Okay.
All week long, DaleShear.com.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the next one?
Sure.
Area code 708. You are live on the air with Psychic DaleShear.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
This is Linda.
What is your name?
Linda.
And where are you calling from?
Outside of the city of Chicago.
What's that? Like, what's the city that's outside of the city?
Yolk Park area. It's just outside of pretty much the city of Chicago, I guess, because I'm right bumped up against it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you need to know, sweetie?
Okay. I've got, I'm in a crunch. I need to get a car out of a garage It's mine, and by the end of June, and I'm selling it, but it's not running. So I put an ad in the paper. Do you see me getting rid of the car by the end of June?
Okay, I got your point. I'm sort of in a similar situation, not running, but yes. What you need to do is be honest and above board. And do you know what's wrong with the car?
Well, it's been sitting around for 2.5 years. I've been telling people it does need, you know, like a battery and, you know, muffler. And because it's been sitting,
you know, what kind of car is it, sweetie?
It's a Nissan.
Those are great cars.
It's a 2008, but it doesn't. It's got like 78,000 miles on it. And I know used cars are really hot right now.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Now, what year is it?
It's a 2008, and it's perfect on the inside. It looks pretty good. And it's just got
some mechanical issues. Nissan is one of the best cars on the market. Most people, I sold one for about $5,000 just not too long ago, several months ago, and it was like a 98 or something. But all I know is if you're honest and you tell people and you go on the marketplace or Facebook and take some pictures of it, whatever, and say it needs this, this, and this, somebody will offer you something.
Okay. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Area code 415. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. Thanks for taking
my call. And you're from San Francisco?
No, I'm in Pennsylvania. It's just a number.
I'm
ahead.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And what's your name?
Jessica.
And what do you need to know, Jessica?
So I have been seeking a new home to rent, and it's been a month and a half almost.
Yes.
And while I've been like seeking this place, because the market's been a little bit kind of tough, I guess. Not that.
No, it's been very tough.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to lessen it, the impact of that. So I have been, the term is like homeless for the last month. And while I've been still working to manifest this house, and other things have come up of like, well, maybe I go look for just a temporary, maybe I look for like a room to rent. Maybe I need a job because I need more money coming in. And I'm wondering if like just all the, I'm letting myself get distracted and just like focus on the house, get the house and like, then take care of like getting a regular more
okay,
money
let
coming
me
in.
Hello, let me answer the question.
Yes.
Okay. Number one, how's your credit?
It's pretty good, decent.
Okay, good. There's a couple of ways you could do it. It's all over the U.S. that houses or apartments or whatever are ridiculously hot, but what you probably need to know, where do you live again? I forgot. It was where?
I'm in Pennsylvania, but I'm just asking like a manifestation question because I know going on in the reality of it.
You know what? I understand that. On the manifestation thing, you know, hey, sometimes it takes 5 minutes, sometimes it takes 2 years. I know about manifestation.
Right.
I'm very good at that. You know? So it's there's ways of doing this. You can look for, and I was in the same situation a few months back. It took me 3 months to manifest one house, okay? So I understand where you're at. But at the same token, what you can do is get an apartment, you know, for a while till you find the house you want, because apartments are usually, or condos are readily available. And that's what I ended up doing at that time, is getting an apartment, and then the house popped up, okay? So, I mean, the manifestation powers, you know, will work, but it can take 1 day to 5 years.
Right. So I understand that. So I started saying, like, well, okay, I'll look at a house.
I'm not hearing you. You're breaking
up. I don't know if it's just been, like, dizzying the energy. Okay. So I was doing that, but then I was like, I don't know if this is, like, making the energy all screwy and I'm not getting what I want.
No,
because now we're hitting. Okay.
Okay. When you – there's a way to do this. And it's like shout out – I know. Just listen to me because this works. It's from The Secret and the person who wrote The Secret. And it worked. It worked. It works 100 times, 100%. If you're in a car or wherever you're at, if you shout it out as loud as can be, what exactly that you want in detail, where you want it. Like, I want this house and I want it to be and how much and a whole bit. And you shout it out about 10, 15 times, and then you let go of it. You let go. It will come to you. Now, that was part of The Secret that I was listening to her take. She was saying that's how you manifest something and you will get what you want. And I started doing it and it worked 100% of the time. Okay?
Right, okay. Yes, but then it's like...
But
so,
I can't keep up this conversation with you. This is only one question, one time, okay? So if you need me, call me. There's no ifs, buts about it. Just manifest that you're doing fine. You'll get what you want eventually.
Okay, but you just told me to get an apartment, possibly. That's what I'm
Yes, I did. Yes. If you have to, get one. Get anything that you can live in because apartments are easily and readily available versus, you know, houses.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
It's just a temporary situation, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Look, I'm Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara?
She should call you directly.
All these questions. No, no. All these questions on manifestation. It's rough. Everybody's asking about it manifesting. You know.
But Dale,
when
listen to another crazy thing. I mean, we are so connected. Okay, when you were telling her about yelling something out from your vehicle, I did that before, and I never got that from anywhere. I watched The Secret, but I did this way before. I yelled out my car window, I want my hard body back, because I got flabby, and I don't know why. I felt compelled to yell it out. I never even learned that. I didn't even know what I was doing at the time that I was manifesting.
Yeah, you were. You're manifesting. But, okay, it comes with a secret, but the original, and I can't think of her name, but the original writers of The Secret, in her book, in her CD, that's where I learned it.
Rhonda.
And that was the...
Rhonda.
Rhonda Burns. Yeah. Rhonda Burns. That is where I learned it because she actually says this is how it works. And it was for 60 seconds. 65 seconds, you shout it out, and I didn't believe it at first, but then I started doing it, and boom, everything went my way.
Did you feel a little silly? Has Richard been in the passenger seat while you were doing this?
No. Richard wasn't part of my life, and he wouldn't hear me anyway. I got a problem with his hearing right
now. Pulling the doors, push her out.
Anyway, I think we're at our end. Let's do the shout-out, Barbara.
Wow. You must be worn out because you were back-to-back with callers today. So thanks, everybody, for calling in. And it was a fabulous show. Yeah. Right, Richard? Right,
yeah, it
was fabulous. Thank you, Dale.
Johnny would rather me take more calls rather than talk to you. So what can I say? And I only get to talk to you once a week, so I really want to talk to you.
You can call me. We don't have
any more callers.
I almost did.
Of course, Johnny almost did call you. Johnny,
I almost called you yesterday to talk about something private, which, you know, sometimes
I don't want to talk about my personal
things
and problems on air.
Why don't? Well, yesterday would have been a bad day. That was my day with
God.
Window.
Wait,
analysis.
A friend is
That's
calling
awesome.
In.
I, felt,
I have
what?
A friend who might be calling in.
Okay.
Well, ask Dale what she would like to do about that, Johnny.
What do we want to do about my friend if she calls in?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, she said she's calling in now. Let me see here. I haven't seen her on the switch.
Okay, you
before.
Get her. In the meantime, let me shout out Dale Shears, psychic Dale Shears, direct line so you can get your private reading. It is 808-372-1816. Call her directly. It's your favorite psychic, Dale Shear, daleshear.com. Okay, Johnny.
Oh, my God. I gave her the wrong number. Give me 1 second here.
Okay, well, no. Let her call next week. I'm done. Okay?
She's spent. It's enough.
Johnny, first you said we don't have callers. Then we have a caller, and then it's a wrong number. Forget it. It's not going to work out.
And then it's 5-10 more minutes. Hey, it's an hour show. Call Dale directly. I just shouted out the number. At the end of this show, in our description, you will find Dale's link to her website where you can easily find her number there as well, everybody. So find this show and all of our other shows on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And, hey, I've been doing a lot of posts for Life, Laughter, Happiness on Instagram. I even did some reels on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'd like it if somebody would go over and watch them and then follow us. Please, I have on my personal account up to 60,000 followers.
Barbara, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you
I mean, I have 60,000 on Facebook, and you know what? I would like to get the numbers up for Life, Laughter, Happiness as well.
That would do well.
Good.
Anyway, I'm going to say aloha because I would like to eat, Barbie.
Me
Aloha.
Too, and you guys have a fabulous weekend. Aloha, Dale, Richard, and Johnny.
Aloha.
And if you need to call, Barbara, if you need to call me personally, you just call, okay?
Okay, and if it's a bad time, just say it's a bad time. I'll call back later. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
That's cool. But yesterday, all day, I was at the doctor. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
We'll talk later.
Love you guys.
Love
good
you.
Night,
bye.
Everyone.
Bye-bye.
Good night.